welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a health and mindset coach for women with autoimmune disease just like you. I absolutely love helping you tap into your self-healing power, uncover the energetic side of healing, and release limiting beliefs around your body and your life. Think of this podcast as everything you wouldn't hear at your doctor's office. It's a place for empowered souls to move beyond food and heal themselves on a soul level. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the last day of Turn Your Mess Into Your Message, this 5-day challenge. It's been super fun. We've gone deep. And I think that regardless if you have aspirations to be a coach, a health coach, or some type of practitioner, have a service-based business, or you're healing from chronic illness, I think we can all see that bringing our message out into the world in some way, shape, or form benefits us on a really beautiful, beautiful level. So today, again, is the last day, and we're going to talk about practical action steps to start sharing your message. We talk about how important it is to get clear on your why and to figure out what that pain to triumph story is, and working with the spiritual laws of success. And yesterday I went really deep with you guys to understand what are the results of indecision. What if you don't follow your soul's calling? How much pain and discomfort can that create in your life? And you put that folding chair out, and I just don't want any of you to be sitting on that folding chair anymore. So today we're going to take some of that, and we're also going to figure out, okay, now what do I actually do? What do I actually do? What do I do now? How can I start today in sharing this message? So first I want to go over three kind of basic things, and then we're going to dive into a little exercise. So the first thing is, in order to start sharing your message, you have to become visible. That's scary for a lot of people. They get really scared, and they're afraid to show up and to share their message. And the fear can be based in many things. Maybe they're afraid that they're wrong, or that someone's going to say they're wrong or disagree with them, or they're afraid of being seen, or afraid of just using their voice and putting it out into the world. Whatever the fear is rooted in here, I want to say that I understand and I get that. I think that many of us are afraid of being visible, but in order to share your message, you have to start facing that fear. You have to show up, and you have to be visible somewhere, some way, somehow. Now, we all operate in different ways. For you, becoming visible might be hosting classes at your local juice bar. It might be finally deciding to be the yoga teacher and stand in front of the front of the room instead of putting your mat in the back of the room and just being a practitioner. What does becoming visible to you mean? Does it mean starting an Instagram account and just starting to share? That's where I started. I said, okay, I'm going to start this Instagram account. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know if anyone's going to like it, but I'm going to do it anyways. How are you going to start to become visible? I want you to decide that right now. How am I going to start to become more visible with this message? It could be on your personal Facebook profile, and you just share your story. That story that you defined over these 5 days. Maybe you just start to share that little. It doesn't have to be the whole story at once. Make it digestible for your people. Start somewhere, though. Start sharing parts of that story and what it taught you. So you have to start to become visible online or in real person, wherever that is, however that looks for you. You have to start somewhere. The next thing that is a practical action step to start to share your message is to start to offer value. Excuse me. Offer value and free support. So again, we have to start somewhere. And I want you to start to add value to other people's lives so that they see you as someone they can come to. You know what you're talking about. You've been through it. You've been through the mud, and you've come out. Regardless if you're 10 steps away from that mud pit or you're one step away from that mud pit, you've made progress, and you do have value to share. You do have support that you can give other people. You're probably already doing this, especially as an empath. You're probably already doing this. People are coming to you, and they're asking for support, and you're giving it to them for free, which is exactly where I want you to start. Now, if this is something you do want to create into a business, I don't want you to stay there forever, but I want you to start somewhere where you're offering value and support. That can be an writing a Facebook post. These are the three things that have helped me most in healing my chronic illness. These are the five things that I did to balance my hormones. This is the even if it's just pointing them in a direction, this is the place that I went to start to get support with XYZ. This is the book that I read that really helped me change my beliefs around, again, ABC, XYZ. So how are you going to start to offer value and support right now? It can be a post. It can be offering advice when asked advice. You can just put value out into the world too, though. You could host a free 30-minute webinar. You could host a challenge like this, a 5-day challenge for your people. If you don't have people yet, that's okay. Just show up and start somewhere. Put a video on YouTube. Write your first email newsletter to your friends and family saying, hey, I'm doing this thing. Are you guys interested? Will you support me? Whatever feels good for you. This is going to look different for every single person, but how can you start to offer value and support to the world, to the community that you're building? Next, number three is that, and this builds off number two and number one, of course, is to position yourself as the expert. So by offering the value, by becoming the teacher in some way, you're also positioning yourself as the expert. And I know many of you are like, I'm not an expert yet. I don't want to call myself that. Well, you don't have to put that on your Instagram bio that you're an expert, even though you are. You are. You've been through it. You know what this is like. You know exactly what it feels like in your body, whether that's Hashimoto's or migraines or leaky gut or you've been through trauma or grief or mourning. You know what that's like, your unique story. So you are an expert in that area. But what I want you to do is start to position yourself as the expert to the world. And you can be the research expert where you're nerdy and like love on your inner nerd. It's not a bad thing, okay? It's a beautiful thing. We need people like you in the world. And you might go and you love reading books and articles and peer-reviewed journal articles, and you love just trying to disseminate information and put it into an easier to understand, digestible way for the world and the way that they can actually process and integrate it into their lives. Maybe you're positioning yourself as the research expert, as someone who goes out and takes hard to understand concepts and makes them easy or practical and simple, even if it's nutrition. And, you know, it doesn't have to be an overcomplicated nutritional therapy or theory, but you're still taking it and you're making it really easy for people to integrate by taking the research on it and saying, okay, now here's how you do it. So you're positioning yourself as the expert, as someone who knows how to take information, research, and fact, truth, whatever that is, and make it easy for people. You can also position yourself as the lifestyle mentor or the role model. This is the person who you are all already this because I know you're here because you're turning your mess into your message. You're not turning somebody else's mess into your message. You're turning your mess into your message. Therefore, you've been through it and you are the role model. And so you've likely created a whole new lifestyle around this experience. Because of this experience, you've changed things in your life. And so I want you to just show the world, okay, what changes have you made? What is the life that you live now? How have you improved your health in order to support your body? So you can be the role model by just showing people how you live. Here's the crystals that I use in my meditation. This is a ritual I do every morning. When I wake up or when I'm frustrated, I journal. How are you going to share that with them and inspire them just by being you? Just by being the role model? Just by being the lifestyle mentor? Now, that doesn't mean they have to be exactly like you, but you're inspiring them to potentially think in a different way or to make some small changes that align with them and their lifestyle so they can feel good too. You might also be positioning yourself as the results expert. And the results expert is the person who provides results for your people. You can provide results through a product that you sell or share. You could provide results through your coaching, through an online program, through a 1 week intensive, through a 6 month experience, through a 3 day retreat or a 1 hour workshop. Doesn't matter what, like that possibilities are endless for you here. But if you're positioning yourself as a results expert, you're saying, okay, first you're gonna use yourself as your own testimonial. I took myself from point A to point B and I got this result. And if you do want to be a coach or you do want to sell a product that is going to provide a transformation for people and give them a different result, a result that they're craving, they're desiring, then you're going to start to position yourself in that way by saying, hey, I took Sally from point A to point B. When Sally tried my product, she was here and now she's here. And you're positioning yourself as the results expert saying, when people come to me, and they don't even have to be paid clients, it could be your brother, it could be your daughter, it could be anybody. It doesn't have to be a paid client yet. And absolutely, your first client is you. Your first client is yourself. And you're taking that and you're positioning yourself as the expert because you're showing I can take someone from here to here on this journey and provide a transformation for them as long as they're willing and they're ready and they're gonna do the work. Okay, so that's step three here. So step one, just to recap, start becoming visible. Two, offer value and free support right now, don't wait. Three, position yourself as the expert, either the research expert, the role model slash lifestyle mentor, or the results expert. And so I want to break down for you now a simple way to start teaching, because I know some of you are still feeling blocked or confused. You're still feeling like, what do I share? How do I teach? Okay? So let's just be really honest here. Our healthcare industry is all sorts of confusing and disorganized and hard to navigate. Can I get an amen? Does anyone else feel that way? And we are, most of us at least, resonate with feeling like we've been raised in this patriarchal society and have probably been more rewarded for our masculine strengths and our masculine energy, meaning like how organized are you and how much do you succeed and achieve in your life and like your step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to build your career. And so we're also used to like something that's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 step or a linear process, which is in the masculine energy. And also Google is a bottomless pit of information. So we've got like a confusing, disorganized healthcare system. We have Google, the bottomless pit of information, and then we have people who are looking for structure and simple steps to integrate into their life. Likely, if you are going to be a service-based coach, for example, your new client has heard their doctor say one thing, their specialist, GI specialist say another thing, and then their naturopath or functional doctor say something completely different. And then they've got their mom and their spouse and their sister and their best friend also saying something completely different. And they're fucking confused. They're like, oh my God, what is right? What is wrong? Can someone just simplify this for me? As a coach, oftentimes you just hold space for people and you're holding space for them. You're holding a container for them to step into. And then you're just providing a simplified process for them. It's worth it to hire someone to simplify things for you sometimes. And this is oftentimes a big reason people come to you in the first place, because it's really hard to navigate Google and all the blogs and the podcasts and the news and everything else that gets thrown at them. So they're looking for this to be easier and they want you to make it easier for them. Whether that's a product or a service, like how could I simplify this and how could I provide a solution to your pain point? So they're here because if they didn't need help, they wouldn't be here. And there you were popping up in their life saying, I have a simpler way. Now, how do you create the simpler way for them? How do you break this down? How do you provide the structure without doing it for them? Because regardless of what way you want to share your message with the world, whatever way you want to do that, none of us are doing the work for anyone else. We're just providing the structure, the framework, we're holding the space for it, we're giving the tools for it, we're creating the product for it, the lotion to put on the rash, to heal something, right? So you're not doing the work for anyone, but your goal is to help them in some way. So how do we figure out how to help them? Well, first we need to know what their goal is. What is their pain point? And what is their desired outcome? What is their desired feeling? how do they want to feel? Where do they feel now? What is their point A, which is likely where your point A was too? And what is their desired point B that they're not at yet, but you are? Okay, does that make sense? So we have to figure out what is their goal, what is their biggest pain point, and where do they want to be? So let's just go through an example of how to break down something that is a pain point for somebody, a desired outcome that they'd like to reach, and how you, today, without any training, anything else that you don't need to learn anything else because you've already been through this, can create a four-step process for them, okay? Let's say it's balancing. The pain point is they have imbalanced hormones, therefore they have like mood swings, they feel irritable, they've got acne, like there's a lot going on because of these imbalanced hormones. That's their pain point. And what they want, their desired outcome, is they want balanced hormones. And as a result of balanced hormones, they want to feel grounded in their body, they want to feel less irritable, they want to feel like their skin is glowing, and they want to just feel happy and joyful. Okay, so you're gonna figure out how am I gonna take that person from A to B, and probably if you're coaching on hormone balance, you are also someone who has balanced your hormones or knows what that's like. So first step, I'm just gonna take my personal experience. I'm not a hormone coach, and I'm not an expert in this, but this is just an example of how you could break something down for somebody. You can make a post out of this, you can make a whole freaking program over this. You could put this into four modules, or you could put it into four bullet points, and you could put it on social media. There's so many possibilities. But let's say step one. So here I am going, okay, how did I balance my hormones? Well, first, I chose to get a test to figure out if I actually had imbalanced hormones. So the step one might be referring them to a functional practitioner that can order the test and interpret the tests for them. Or if you are a functional diagnostic nutritionist or functional practitioner who's building or launching your business, you can do that for them. It's okay to refer people to other people outside of you. You still have value to give even if you can't order a test for somebody. That's a limiting belief that you have to have order a test in order to support them. You can have them do that somewhere else, and then you can support them much more intimately often than other people can. So you say, okay, I want you to go get this test to figure out what's exactly happening in your body. That would be step one. Step two would potentially be to suggest foods that provide hormone balance. And you know this because you've done all the research on it, and you know what foods are hormone balancing, like cruciferous vegetables. So you might suggest something like broccoli and cauliflower to help regulate imbalanced estrogen levels in the body. And you might ask them, so if this was a coaching experience and not a post, this would be a little deep if it was a post, but you might give them a couple suggestions on foods that have been proven to balance hormones, again, like cruciferous vegetables. And then you might ask them, like, what foods do you like and what foods don't you like? So also we can figure out, do you hate broccoli? If you hate broccoli, then I don't want to give you broccoli as a suggestion, okay? And then maybe you give them a goal. Like, this week, 4 out of the 7 nights for dinner, I want you to incorporate a cruciferous vegetable. Something like that, okay? Again, I'm not a hormone expert. This is just an example of how you can start to build steps, goals, action steps out of something you are already so well-versed in. So step three. So step one is they're going to get the Dutch hormone test, for example. Step two is you're gonna suggest hormone balancing foods for them. Step three is you're going to educate them on endocrine disruptors. Because again, if you've been through this yourself, you know how detrimental and harmful endocrine disruptors are to your hormones. Endocrine system is our hormone system in the body. And so you might challenge them to do a little makeover of their medicine cabinet and to look at the back of every single beauty product that they're using and read the ingredients, read the labels, and figure out, like, use the Think Dirty app to figure out which of these ingredients are actually endocrine disruptors or just rank really high as bad on the Think Dirty app, and you're gonna cut those out, you're gonna reduce those things, and you're gonna give them suggestions for products that are not endocrine disrupting. That could be hugely transformational for people who aren't already aware of that. And then let's say step four is to incorporate some essential oils. So you're going to prescribe, well, you can't prescribe, but you can suggest. You can suggest some essential oils for hormone balancing. Again, there's research on this. For example, clary sage has been shown in studies to help balance cortisol and estrogen levels. Thyme essential oil has been shown to balance progesterone oils, progesterone hormone levels, and sandalwood. Sandalwood has been shown to balance testosterone levels. So you could educate them on that, and you could talk about different ways to use each of those three oils or any other oils that you are already educated on, and then give them recommended daily usage and a place to purchase and invest in the oils that are high quality, because all oils are not created equal. Is this making sense? So you took a pain point and a desired outcome, and based on what you already know, you created a process for someone to go through, four steps, that is going to help them be more aware, more confident, and more clear on how to actually start balancing their hormones. And you don't have to do this. That's not what I want to say. What I want to say is you don't have to send them down any rabbit holes. That's what I'm trying to say. So they're coming from the information overload. And what you're doing is going, okay, bye, information overload. Let's make this easy for you. Okay. So this is just one example of how we create actionable, easy steps for our potential clients. You can do this with a product-based business as well. You could do this for emotional healing, not just physical healing, like limiting beliefs. How are you going to break down for them? I've done this for you guys in many different ways, many different times. How am I going to show you how to release a limiting belief? I want you to just go back. Okay, I had this limiting belief of X. How did I release it? I want you to just go back and figure out, how did you do it? How can you put it into steps? One, okay, well, first I had to name the belief. Then what did I do? Then I wrote it down and I noticed where I felt it in my body. Where do I feel this belief in my body? Okay, perfect. What did you do next? And take them on that journey. Because likely if it helped you in some way, it's also going to help other people. So you're going to make things crystal clear for them, and you're going to take them on a journey by teaching them. So again, to recap all of this, number one, you're gonna start to become more visible. You're gonna put yourself out there. Go do it. Go take that leap. Number two, you're gonna offer value and support. Three, you're gonna position yourself as the expert, either lifestyle, research, or results. And then kind of step four was a process we went through, which is how to actually break things down into clear steps, and why so many people in this world are just desiring, craving simplicity in a world of information overload. And you're gonna do that just based on what you already know. And then it doesn't mean you can't go and invest in yourself and maybe do a training or do more research. Like, please go do that, especially if that's gonna help you build your confidence. But what my point is that you can take something that might feel really overwhelming for somebody, and you can break it down into steps for them. Step one, we're gonna do this, and then this, and then this, and then this, and then this. And you're going to take them on a journey. You're going to take them on a journey. And it's so rewarding. That I can speak from experience with that. It's so rewarding to be a guide and a mentor for somebody. So rewarding to hold a container of healing space for somebody. So, so rewarding. So, if you have any questions on today, let me know. It's been so much fun to hang out with you guys the last 5 days and just really dive into how to turn your mess into your message. Now, I want to remind you that tonight at 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time, that the challenge ends and the bonus ends. So it's your last chance to, number one, put your comment into the Facebook group using hashtag mess to message in order to win your extra bonus. And it's also the last day to enroll in Launch Your Wellness Biz and get a guaranteed bonus. Now for today and today's challenge, what do I want you to do? Today I want you to I want you to take one concept that you'd love to share with the world, and I'd like you to break it down into at least two steps. Okay, so hormone balancing. I want to share this with the world. Here's four steps. Try not to use mine. Here's a concept I want to share with the world. I'm going to break it down into, and it can be 5 steps, it can be 10 steps or tips, or it could be 2, but I want it to be at least 2 steps. And I want you to share that in the group. And through doing that, through sharing that with the group, you're also already, bam, making yourself visible, offering value to all of us, and positioning yourself as the expert. So that's perfect, perfect challenge for you guys today. You're gonna incorporate 1, 2, and 3 by doing number 4, posting it in the group, and the cart closes. The early bird incentives close tonight. And I just wanna go over, because some of you have been asking, what we're actually covering in this course. So again, it's a 30-day course to turn your pain into your purpose and profit, because you are so worthy and deserving of that. And I want you to feel aligned with your soul's calling, your dharma. So what are we going to do? What are we going to cover over these 30 days? We're going to talk about how to define your inner branding, how to create an outer brand that aligns with you and your personality and your messaging, how to create beautiful graphics for your social media and your website, how to get clear on your message. I think a lot of you are feeling like, I just don't know what that is yet. I'm not crystal clear on it. That's what we're going to figure out. I'm going to take you through strategy, tools, and question prompts to help you figure that out and feel confident about it. We're also going to do some social media auditing that will transform who you're attracting into your social media corner of the world and the results that you're getting. Now, you only get a one-on-one audit if you sign up by tonight, but we will be talking a little bit about this in more broad general terms in the course. I'm also going to be teaching how to cultivate a Facebook community that loves and adores you and shows up to your live streams. We're going to talk about the importance of defining a niche, again, narrowing down who is it that you actually serve, how to set up an email campaign, because while kind of unsexy, it's also really important in your business to be able to talk to your people and have a way, I believe, a way outside of social media to communicate with them, because social media algorithms are constantly changing. Facebook could close its doors tomorrow. Email, we don't think at least, is going anywhere. So you have these emails to be able to communicate with people. We're going to talk about how to get clear on your zone of genius. Like, what is your unicorn magic? We're going to help you, I'm going to help you step into your unique skills and take the story that you've kind of let out over the last 5 days and get more clear on. We're going to figure out how to take that story and really use it in your messaging and your marketing. And I want to say this too. We're going to specifically talk about how to share, not sell. So you're still selling, because unless you ask for a sale, you're not going to make money. But I like to do it in a way that feels really authentic and beautiful, and like you're just sharing your truth with the world, and that's inspiring versus yucky, icky, ugh, okay? So hopefully you all feel that way about my marketing already, and I want to teach you the strategy behind that and why it's not necessary to put out sales pitches and instead just allow people to come to you because they feel all your good vibes and they want to work with you. They're dying to work with you. We're also going to teach you how to make yourself different and stand out. So again, going into that zone of genius, but also how are you going to be different and stand out and be the unicorn in a field of horses? Like, there's tons of coaches in this world, so what's going to make you different? And if you're afraid of not being different enough, I promise you, you are. We just have to define that and then own it, own it, own it. We're also going to be talking about how to manifest your first client or your first sale, depending on what kind of business you want to create, what kind of wellness business you want to launch, and how to structure your offers, which is something I think is takes a little bit of a magic wand, like sprinkle on top, for those offers to be irresistible and for people to want them. The importance of goal setting we'll talk about within your business. So yeah, like, you know, we probably all just set New Year's intentions, but this is the importance of goal setting in your business specifically and how to do that. We're going to talk about how to price your offers or your services. We're going to talk about how to get ready to actually launch and announce your business with strategy and intention behind it versus saying, hey, I started my business today. We're going to do this much more strategically so people get really excited and get behind you and your messaging. My favorite thing in the world, we're going to talk about organic marketing and how you don't need to buy any ads to have a successful, booming business. We're going to talk about how to share instead of sell. I mentioned that one already. We're going to talk about dissecting the limiting beliefs that are holding you back, that are like that little voice inside your head that says you can't, or this I don't know how to sell, or I'm not good at this, or comparing yourself or judging yourself. We're going to talk about those limiting beliefs, as well as harnessing the energy behind your business. Your business, your future business, is this energetic thing of its own. We want to harness that. We want to nurture it. We want it to grow and to be able to use the energy behind it to feel abundant and have freedom in our lives. We'll also talk about, this is super fun, how to create crystal grids for your goals and use the vibrational medicine of crystals to also amplify your results and achieve your goals faster. We'll talk about the details behind insurance and LLCs and liability and figure out what to actually call yourself as an entrepreneur. Like, who are you? Who are you and what do you do? Which actually takes a little bit of brainstorming. And then you will also get all of the behind the scenes details on what I use in the back end of my business that you guys never see from where you are right now. So I'll tell you about everything that I use. We'll do some screen sharing so you can see that and you can understand it and you can know it and you can feel confident doing it on your own. So really my goal again is to make you feel clear and confident. Like, you can do this. Now, that was like only part of what we're covering. We're also doing Q&As, you get PDFs, you get action items / homework, you get a Facebook group for support, you get lifetime access to that Facebook group, so when the next round of people come in, you're still there, you can still see all of our conversations and still get support and participate in future Q&As. Like, you guys, this is crazy. And there's a payment plan. There's a payment plan. So you can start today for $167, two payments of $167, or join me for full at $333. Regardless, as long as you get started by tonight, you get a bonus of either a strategy session with me or a social media audit. This is just so good. It's so good. I hope you guys jump in. If there's any little itch within you that's going, ooh, like it's like you want to scratch that itch and you want to say yes, just do it. Take the action. I'm going to hold this space for you so it doesn't have to be so scary anymore and teach you exactly what you need to launch your business. Or maybe you've already started your business, but you want to go back to the basics and really get clear because you're not seeing the results that you want yet. And so I'm going to help you with that as well. Okay? Thank you so much for joining me for these 5 days. I love you guys so much. I appreciate this community so, so much. So thank you for being here. Thank you for continuing to show up to doing the emotional and energetic healing for your own illness. And just remember that you don't have to be perfect to do this. I am so far from perfect, you guys. I just posted yesterday that I was wearing a mask at the pedicure nail salon because I still have like intense chemical sensitivity. I earlier this week I posted about how I just got a SIBO test in the mail because I'm getting tested for SIBO. Like, I'm not perfect. My body is not completely healed, but here I am still showing up, and I just want you to know that you can still show up too in your imperfections, and you can still share your message with the world. So let's turn our mess into our message, and I'll see you guys around the autoimmune tribe community soon.